It's called Alabates Flint, and this spot in the panhandle of Texas is the only place in the world where you can find it. Not only was it valuable as a tool, but it was so important that it was even used as currency. We go to those flint quarries on today's edition of The American Countryside.
Need to get some rest. This is the worst headache ever.
Right arm's all tingly all of a sudden. Must have slept on it last night.
I keep losing my balance. These old bones need some exercise.
Granddaddy, what you just said doesn't even make sense. It sounds like gibberish.
Signs like these could be more than what they seem. They could be a sign of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Sudden trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911 immediately. You could make a difference in someone's life, someone you love, maybe even your own.
Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
The Alabates Flint Quarry National Monument in the Texas Panhandle protects a place where Native Americans first came 12,000 years ago to find the flint used in their tools.
This is the only place in the world that this flint's found. What makes it unique is the colors that are in it. It's a beautiful flint.
Ranger Ed Day says flint was not only used for tools and weapons, it was currency.
They were using it for money, and they were buying things they didn't have, like turquoise beads, beads out of olive yellow seashells, obsidian, the black volcanic glass, real pretty painted pottery, even the red pipestone material all the way from Minnesota.
Day leads tours of the pits where the flint was mined.
The quarry pits right now are not very deep. It's been over 100 years since Indians were in there quarrying the flint out. And every time it's rained for over 100 years, it's washed the flint and dirt back down in the pits.
Many of the flint pits were once 4 or 5 feet deep. They've counted over 550 pits in the 600 acres of the park. Despite the large quantity that was taken, there's plenty left.
There's chunks of flint up there bigger than your refrigerator, just solid chunks of Alabates flint.
Day has a deep appreciation for the time it took to make the spear points carved from the flint.
To make most of those points, they were probably making in less than an hour. Now the little bitty point, 15 minutes.
Traveling the countryside in Fritch, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.